This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Coming up at the end of this segment, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Cypress Hill and Atmosphere. They'll be at Pier 6 Pavilion Friday, August 15th. So keep listening for your chance to win. Look, I love our listeners, but they are such trained dogs that when I just tease the Caps segment around the same time when we've given away Caps tickets in the past week and a half to the first round series, they automatically thought that when I just simply ask them, what's your confidence level heading into Caps Hurricanes?
We were giving away tickets.
Yeah, a billion people call in, not to talk about Caps Hurricanes. They thought I was actually just prompting them to call in for a ticket giveaway.
Gotcha.
We don't even know when game one is. It's not even on the schedule yet. Even if we had tickets to give away, that game's not even on the slate yet.
Right.
So all of you prize pigs, just calm down. Keep it in your pants. Relax a little bit. Hopefully we'll have tickets for that series to give away. I don't know that at this point. But we had a lot of tickets to give away during the Canadian series. Hopefully it happens for the Hurricane
series.
I'm
sure it will.
But we were just trying to talk Caps. That's all.
Yeah, and we want you to call. So don't just call in and be greedy.
Talk to us about the series.
Call in and contribute. Are you... First of all, I'm nervous, but I'm nervous for every... Like, they just played the 8th seed, right?
Yeah.
I was nervous. Yeah. Every game, I was a little, I was confident, also nervous.
I just think playoff hockey in general, like every game.
It's the nature of hockey.
It's stressful. Playoff hockey is stressful.
So it's not, and also just hockey, just the you know, we talk about it every year, the bounce of the puck luck.
Yeah.
You know, you get out of position, you get a penalty here, whatever.
A weird bounce off the boards, could come out in front of your goalie,
Yeah, and you could be on the wrong side of it, and you could lose a game, to steal a
and
game.
And then overtime hockey in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's legitimately terrifying.
Your heart's beating a million times
terrifying.
A minute. It's really terrifying because it moves so fast. Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand why we're playing the two. Are they the two seed, you said? Why are we playing the two seed in the second round?
That's just the way that...
Why do they even do that?
Years back,
I know they used to reshuffle, right?
They used to rejigger the seeds and... The top seed would then face the lowest remaining seed. That's not the case anymore.
Right.
It's just the way the bracket is set up. They're going to face the two seed.
It seems crazy. This seems to me from afar as a know nothing regarding hockey.
Right.
And a lot of things, but certainly hockey. This seems like a challenging series.
They technically don't do the 1 versus 8. They do two different brackets, 1 through 4. So the fact that the Caps are in the same bracket as the Hurricanes, they were playing the 3 seed, which is the Devils. So the winner of that would play the winner of the 1 versus 4. So that's why they're playing the 2 seed.
If you want to chime in, 800-636.
So they don't do 1-8-2-7.
1067 is the number. So you can chime in Open Line Thursday. This is something we didn't get to yesterday, just to shift topics for a moment. Is Buzz Peterson going to be silly at Maryland? Did you see they landed this McDonald's All-American kid?
Buzz Williams, right?
Buzz Williams.
What did I call him?
Buzz Peterson.
Sorry, Buzz Williams.
Former North Carolina.
Darius Adams who was a McDonald's All-American. He's brought in all these guys. I'm starting to get a vibe like he's going to be a home run hire.
He's a great hire. He might not play a style of basketball that people love, but he's a great coach. That's a proven fact.
He's been a winner everywhere he's been.
Yep. Yeah.
But he's never been to a Final Four, right? Or has he?
I don't believe he's been to a Final Four.
Elite Eight, I think. Yeah.
I think he's a great coach.
When he was with
I think he's an upgrade. I think Maryland actually did better.
But yeah, I'm starting to think that.
Yeah.
This kid apparently was a five-star McDonald's All-American. And, you know, I don't know these guys that are all these transfers. I mean, the whole team's going to be transfers. The whole team's going to be new. You're not going to know any of these guys. But their resumes seem like they're pretty good.
By the way, I can't believe what Rodney Rice got at USC.
Yeah.
How much did he get?
I mean, can we talk
$3 million,
about it?
$3 million, I think.
Well, I was told off the record, not even off the record, but behind the scenes, $3 million. But JP said it had already been reported in the last few days.
That is absurd. He's basically getting paid what, I mean, didn't Nick Dowd just sign a two-year, $6 million extension?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's making what Nick Dowd is going to make.
Isn't that crazy?
That's pretty insane.
Am I wrong?
And Rodney Rice was a really good high school player, obviously, and went to Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Had a thumb injury, but basically left Virginia Tech because he couldn't crack the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He thought I was going to be an – he goes, I'm going to be an instant starter.
Yep.
Now, he had an injury, but even when he was healthy, he couldn't crack the starting lineup. He was coming off the bench. He said, I'm done. I'm transferring.
Yeah, it's reported. Here's the story. It says the Tennessee Vols and head coach Rick Barnes are recalibrating. Hey, that's what Dan Quinn did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting guard Rodney Rice, a standout from Maryland, had decided to not head to Knoxville, but instead committed to USC, reportedly lured by a staggering $3 million NIL deal.
Right. Yeah.
How can you turn that down?
So they had already gotten Jacoby Gillespie.
He's like a 21-year-old kid, right? Like,
am I crazy? Didn't they initially announce he was staying at Maryland?
I never heard that
I thought I maybe saw
publicly said he was staying.
Okay.
Unless you saw that somewhere.
I thought I saw like an Instagram, post of something, and he's like, I'm back or something.
Well, Terps fans, just get used to the names Elijah Saunders, Isaiah Watts, George Turkson, Andre Mills. These are kids you've never heard of unless you followed these teams that they were transferring in from. One came from Virginia, so I'm sure that the Virginia fans know who he is. David Coit, Miles Rice, Solomon Washington. All right, these are the new Terps.
Mm-hmm.
For next year.
Yeah, to learn
because the
names.
Following year, it's going to probably be a bunch of new guys, too.
For El Payne. I mean, just kids you're just not
every
used to
year, it's going
to
be a new crop.
It's harder to follow.
It's very hard to follow.
It's nuts.
So it just depends. Like, I'll be honest with you, you got to win. If you win, I'll follow. That's it where I am in my life. You win, I'll follow. You lose, I don't have time for it. Just, I'll do something else. I'm not going to invest my time.
That's how most people are.
Got to be winners.
You got to be a winner.
I hear you. Winning's more fun than losing.
Winning's more fun. I don't have time to just sit there and grind out losses. I'm not interested.
I mean, when you're bringing all these new players in some of them have played with each other because a lot of them are coming from A&M, so they played with each other. But when you're bringing all these new players who've never played with each other and just trying to work the chemistry out, and then you're bringing some freshmen, high school seniors.
That's where I do think
it's crazy
that mid-majors still have a somewhat of a chance because they're not going to have the talent, but they will have the returning starters, presumably, and the experience. So I know that they were blanked in this tournament, like as far as doing anything.
But they're not going to have the starters that were good because those guys are bouncing for more money.
Yeah.
I
still think there's something to be said for team basketball and playing together for 4 or 5 years.
Well,
you can still be competitive.
You can think that, but I'm going to bet on the teams that have deep pockets and that can buy the best players.
That's true, but every year when you have to start over from scratch, you have an advantage in talent, there's no doubt.
Did you see the reported payroll for the University of Texas this season?
I did see it.
The football?
Football team. I think payroll. It's between $35 and $40 million.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
They had a $40 million payroll.
They're now legitimately a professional athlete in college.
Yes. Yeah, it's no longer...
At a Power Five.
They're no longer amateurs.
Like that. Yeah.
I mean, these are...
I mean, what's Arch Manning getting? Eight? Athletes. Was he getting about $8 million of that? $6 to $8 million?
I don't. He's getting.
I have not seen like a breakdown like on Spot Rack like we do for.
Well, that's coming. You're going to start
sports.
Seeing that.
What is the entire Washington Capitals payroll?
I mean, I don't know. Probably $85 or $90 million.
So now you got a college football team that the payroll is approaching professional football or professional hockey payrolls. It's crazy. And so some of these basketball teams, if USC is giving $3 million to Rice, he's a nice player. He's not great.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay. He's good. Is he an NBA player? Maybe.
Washington's.
I would doubt it.
Washington's fringe.
I mean,
cap commitments for 2025 are. It's right at $100 million.
Okay. $100 million. So you're not quite to a professional hockey franchise.
But you're getting close to half that number. It's a pretty big number.
It's probably bigger than most MLS.
Well, how about this?
Payrolls.
Oh, yeah.
Messi gets paid.
The Miami Marlins 2025 payroll is only $70 million.
Right.
They're almost touching a professional baseball roster's payroll.
That plays 162 games.
Yeah.
Hey,
it's crazy.
I think we all agree. I don't begrudge the athletes. I'm happy for them and their families. I think it's great.
It's been a long time coming for those guys to get paid.
It's got to be a way to make it a little bit less chaotic.
Hey, maybe the Texas Athletic Department should have been on the side of one of their highways yesterday. Did you see that a truck overturned and spilled its load on the highway? $800,000 worth of dimes.
Oh really?
$800K in dimes.
Would you have gone scrambling?
Well, there's a pic of a cop picking him up by hand.
Yeah.
It's special like vacuum cleaners to suck up all the dimes and put them back in the truck.
All right, let's make out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. If obviously you can chime in on whatever you want. In particular, I think we're geeked up. And can you play Bands and Make Her Dance, please? Do we have that nearby? That's gotta be our new theme song. Right, it's obviously been out there for a few months now. We need some sort of theme song. Let's jump on this. Let's get fired up. Let's go to Jim, Bethesda. Jim, what's up?
Hey, Junk. What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Big thought here is we need more on the power play.
Yeah.
If they're going to stretch to Ovechkin, we got to make them pay down low or on the other.
Well, I will say it wasn't the power play. But as we talked about, and as obviously as the announcers, as Joe B. and Locker mentioned yesterday, the goal off the face-off by Ovi and Stromer there was unreal. Literally picture-perfect.
That was a power play goal.
That was on a power play. Yeah.
They were 2 for 3.
Perfect.
Now, their power play still has warts. I'm not going to say it doesn't, but they were 2 for 3 on it yesterday. So that was a big improvement because they were 1 for 10 in games 1 through 4.
But they may have even scored on this particular one. Actually, I don't think they did. I think the one they didn't, where even Locker mentioned in the middle of it, they've had like puck possession in their zone like for 20 seconds.
Right.
Hmm. This has been a disaster.
Carolina,
that's been happening too many times.
Yeah.
Carolina finished the regular season 25th in power play percentage, so near the bottom.
So their power play struggles too.
Their power play struggles. Good. But let me look at penalty kill.
Yeah, look at their kill. See if
did
our
struggle on the year?
They were a little bit higher than that.
It was kind of a roller coaster ride. I believe they started slow, and then like in the middle of the season, it picked up, and then toward the end of the season, it was kind of a dud.
They finished 13th.
Right.
So that's upper
decent,
half.
Decent.
Yeah.
Decent.
But let me try and get the penalty kill numbers.
So I think this is. So, obviously, after we saw that goal, okay, you say it was on a power play.
Correct.
But there are draws all the time that are, you know, just in the flow. Is there enough time, if they wanted, where they could just trot out Ovi every time there's a freaking draw in their zone?
I think they tried it. I think
they already tried to do that
because they know he's such a weapon.
Because I remember there was one, and he was still on the bench. And I was like, do they... you know, I don't know. I don't follow it that closely, but now...
Carbs and his staff... They, on face-offs, especially near the other team's goal, they want Ovi in there as many times as they can.
So they an effort because there's a stoppage usually. Guys skate around for a little bit as they, you know, blow the whistle, whatever.
Yeah. During regular season, by the way, the Carolina Hurricanes penalty kill ranked numero uno.
Oh.
83%.
Wow.
Who, Carolina's?
Yes.
They're best in the league.
That's not a great matchup. I'm not an analytics expert, as you guys know, but I know that probably doesn't bode well for the Capitals.
That's tough.
With a spotty power play during the first round against Montreal.
You're getting a little anxiety. You're getting a little rumbly and a tumbly right now when you see that.
I don't love that. I don't love that they were the best in the league. Not feeling maybe, great about it.
But you know what I do love? I do love being an underdog, especially if you feel like you're being disrespected.
Oh, I feel like there's disrespect happening.
Yeah.
I do feel like the Capitals are being disrespected.
They should have an edge, right? Because it's,
well, I feel like they're the one seed. They should be the favorite heading into this series. With right. home ice, but I don't understand why they're such an underdog at this point.
Well, because their opponent, obviously, very, very good. But this is a better situation. I'd rather be the dog in a situation where you think you're actually even better. Right? It's the perfect scenario. But everyone else is picking them.
Right.
But you actually think you're better. Like, it's not even like
I kind of know that the Capitals are better top right. to bottom.
Right. So... they're in a perfect situation.
That doesn't mean they're guaranteed to win the series, but right. I just feel like they're the better constructed team
so
at this point.
Their numbers, perfect situation. Their numbers are pretty similar when you look at goals against, mm-hmm. save percentage, not the penalty kill.
Right.
Because Washington's not number one in the league, but offensively, their numbers are pretty similar. So it's,
Capitals, by the way, no slouches. They were fifth in the league at the PK.
All right.
So they're both very good at killing off penalties.
But it sounds like when we were talking to Neil, the way he was talking about the series, it sounded like he thought it was going to be kind of a shootout.
Feels like it's going to be shoo.
Well, because yeah. they score
explosives
a ton.
They score a ton. Bit. Yeah. I'm putting Logan LT. I'm putting LT above their guy. Whatever that Russian's name is.
goals per game 3.5. I'll round it up for the Caps. Second in the league behind only Tampa. And Carolina, 3.24 goals per game.
Yeah, pretty much a toss. So
Caps have a decided edge in, I mean, a quarter of a goal more per game.
So say the number again, the two numbers?
Caps at 3.5 goals per game in the regular season.
Yeah.
Carolina, 3.25.
That does seem like a somewhat significant difference, actually.
I mean, over 82 games.
That kind of does, especially when you're talking about such low numbers.
Correct.
Right? 3.5 to 3.25.
It's a big gap.
Where is that in ranking?
Caps rank second. The Hurricanes look like they're
13 or something.
You know, ninth.
Look,
ninth
it's going to be a war. What Greenberg alluded to was the amount of shots that they fire. I'm just looking at the playoffs. Yeah. So forget about the regular season. In the playoffs, both these teams won their series 4-1.
Yeah.
Carolina puts up 36.6 shots per game compared to Washington's 27.8. Now, that's a sizable difference. So that's just their style of play. They're going to throw the puck at the goal all the time.
Mm.
You know what? Carolina's got a nubs power play, 18%.
Yeah. I mean,
they're nubs on the power play.
They're like 25th in the league.
Yeah, but we were what, 13th, you said?
Yeah.
I'd rather be 13th than 25th.
I know, but it ain't that great a difference.
That's 12 spots.
I thought you said 13th and they're 18th.
No, they're 25th.
On the power play, Carolina is 25th and the Caps are 13th.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, okay.
Advantage.
Yeah.
Capitals.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But they are number one in the league at killing it.
That is correct. All right. I told you Prize Pigs to keep listening, and now it's going to pay off for you. 10th caller at 800-636-1067. You're going to get two tickets to Cypress Hill and Atmosphere Dank Days of Summer Tour Friday, August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now. For ticks and more event info, go to thefandc.com/events. But 10th caller at 800-636-1067 wins now.